And now, more news. A local entrepreneur goes from strength to strength, and a painting found in a loft is donated to a Norwich hotel. But we start with news that a care home has found a very unusual way of keeping its disabled residents fit.
Yes, the care home has started its own boxing club. Every fortnight, many of the residents of John Groom's Court in Norwich don the gloves and are put through their paces, training with experts in the sport. And last weekend, the club members were given special training by professional Norwich boxer Zaphon Morris. Sue Hampson, deputy manager of the care home, said boxing contained many benefits for the residents. These include building up muscle strength, having opportunities to achieve, alleviating frustration and improving concentration. It gives our residents the chance to be active, she said. We want to get away from the perception of care homes just being a place where people sit around and play bingo. And the residents who use wheelchairs were given a full workout on Saturday by Mr. Morris have heaped praise on the scheme. Rosie Woodgate, who's 63, who had a stroke in 1994 and is now blind and partially deaf, said, "It makes me feel fitter and I'm able to get rid of my frustrations. I tend to pretend that whatever I'm hitting is the face of Donald Trump, David Cameron or Margaret Thatcher. I'm very glad they started the club because I really enjoy it."
A long-awaited move into wholesale has been the catalyst for further growth at Lisa Angel, with a new shop and overseas ambitions for 2017. It has seen the gift and jewellery retailer record 30% year-on-year growth and means its products are now being sold in more than 250 outlets, up from 100 a year ago, as the firm eyes up shop sites in Cambridge and possibly London after that. The Rackheath-based company has also seen positive results from its drive to increase sales from abroad and has plans to invest further in its website. "The growth is so big on the website and the shops in Norwich are going really well," said founder and creative director Lisa Angel. "In the shops, customers keep coming back and are hopefully spending a little bit more as well. It's hard for it to increase dramatically, but on the website, your market share can get so much bigger." On its own website, Lisa Angel has experimented with translating pages into different languages and accepting foreign currency, a move which has led to a 25% boost in overseas sales in just a month.
An Edwardian watercolour of a Norwich hotel has been gifted to its staff after it was unearthed in a loft. The 1908 Walter Heywood Young painting of the Maidshead Hotel was found by Graham O'Connell in his Surrey loft 20 years after he bought it. Mr. O'Connell decided to donate it to the hotel, which is one of the oldest in the country. Christine Malcolm, hotel general manager, said, "We're delighted that Mr. O'Connell has given his painting to the hotel, which will be framed and put on display. It was one of several watercolours of the Maidshead painted by Walter Heywood Young for postcards. Rather than payment, Mr. O'Connell asked the hotel to make a donation to charity in return for the gift, a request which saw the team present £50 to Hugo Stevenson, a community fundraiser for Marie Curie Norfolk.
Free workshops for parents and carers of people with eating disorders are being offered from January. The sessions run by Norwich-based charity BEAT aims to increase understanding of eating disorders and help develop practical skills for dealing with difficult situations. Topics covered include how carers can cope with looking after someone with an eating disorder, addressing challenging behaviour, dealing with conflict and setting boundaries. The workshops are run in collaboration with Norfolk Community Eating Disorder Service, NCEDS, and are based in Sprowston. There are 8 weekly workshops in total, and the first one starts on January the 11th. Parents and carers should aim to attend all 8 sessions, as they will be taught skills that are developed throughout the course of the workshops.
A caring father and keen athlete who died unexpectedly will be remembered by members of a parkrun community that he helped to establish. Mark Ring, who was 49 and from Woodland Drive in Old Catton, died on November the 6th at his home after taking part in the Bure Valley 10-mile race in Banningham near Aylsham. He couldn't complete the race and had a cardiac arrest a couple of hours after returning home from the event. Volunteers at Catton Park Run, based at Catton Park, off Oak Lane in Norwich, have organised a free 5K memorial run for Mr Ring on January the 7th at 9 a.m, and anyone can take part. They've asked participants to wear baseball caps and sunglasses, items of clothing Mr Ring always used to wear while running. His daughter, Lucy Ring, who's 18, said, "It's nice to see how many people cared about him. It will be quite overwhelming."
Campaigners pushing for an area around Norwich to be formally designated as Greenbelt say a new national report has strengthened their call. The Norfolk branch of the Campaign to Protect Rural England, CPRE, launched a Greenbelt for Norfolk petition at www.change.org earlier this year, which is just shy of 1,000 signatures. A Greenbelt does not forbid development, but aims to preserve the character of historic towns and assist urban regeneration. Members of CPRE Norfolk said the risk of development springing up was greater than ever as work progressed on the Northern Distributor Road dual carriageway from the A47 at Postwick to the A1067 north of Taverham. And the charity says new research it commissioned from an environmental consultant, ADAS, shows the huge potential of the Greenbelt in terms of amenity and nature conservation. The report, published today, specifically mentions Norwich. It says the area is at exceptional risk of losing valuable urban fringe countryside to sprawl. The charity is calling on the government to prioritise investment in greenbelts in the forthcoming 25-year plan for the environment and make sure protection is enforced. Helen Leith, branch director for CPRE Norfolk, said, "This major new report examines the benefits of Greenbelt land and strengthens our Norfolk branch's call for a Greenbelt around Norwich."